Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Kent Graham. I'm live right here in the operations area where we've been keeping an eye on our hurricane here, Dorian, and just everybody's been keeping an eye on it. We get the latest updates. We do have some changes overnight, so we're going to go through those. Dennis, let's start off on the satellite here. A couple things to look at. First of all, the NOAA satellite's working overtime to make sure that we get every image that we can on this system. Notice the sunrise. We're starting to get the first visible images of our hurricane here. So, of course, the center. You can start seeing some of the convection here. But, you know, you're not really seeing an eye, but that doesn't mean it's not underneath some of this cloud shield. So it is strong, and we've actually, the winds are a little bit stronger, up to 110 miles an hour. But a couple other things to notice. You start seeing some of these rain bands out ahead of it, and actually far away. So we're actually seeing some of this impacts further away from the storm. But the other part of it is you start seeing these cirrus clouds a little higher up in the atmosphere. In other words, you start seeing this fanning out, which means it's getting healthier. And one way to look at it is it's breathing. I mean, it's taking in that warm air from below and exhausting it out the top, and you're really starting to get a stronger storm. And we've reflected that in the latest forecast. Winds up to 110 miles an hour. And if you look at the tropical storm force winds, they do extend about 90 miles away from the center, and the hurricane force winds right around that center. So we're going to watch this with time, and look at this. I mean, just warm water. All this is warm water, and looking at not much in the way of shear. There's no reason this won't continue to strengthen. So a major hurricane, in other words, Cat 3 or higher, continuing to move, and we've got the hurricane watches out for the Bahamas, so impacting some of the islands in the Bahamas, and then reaching the Florida coast. Anywhere along this coast, along this cone, we've got to be ready as a major hurricane. We're actually forecasting about 140 miles an hour, which is a Category 4. Now, one thing to note, really important in this whole situation, each one of these is a 24-hour forecast point. So in other words, the closer those lines are together, that means slower movement, and slow is never our friend. So in other words, right here, that's Tuesday, that's Wednesday, that's a prolonged period of time where you continue to get that onshore flow with the storm surge. You continue to get more rainfall. Slow means more rain. Slow means a longer period of time to get those winds and saturate the soils, more trees down, more power outages. So that's something that we really need to watch, even if by Wednesday the hurricane force winds are right around the center. That means tropical storm force winds, a large area, prolonged period of time. So that's something we really got to pay attention to as we go through this forecast. So the timing. Let's look at the timing, and that's probably, once again, probably the biggest question is, when's it going to get here? We get that all the time. So let's outline the Florida coastline on both sides, because there's going to be impact statewide. And you start looking at 8 p.m., on Sunday, start seeing the arrival of the tropical storm force winds spreading over the night into Monday morning through Florida, and then by Monday. So you start looking at that Sunday night through Monday night, tropical storm force winds spreading across the state. So what does that mean? Well, tropical storm force winds mean it's too dangerous to drive. It's too dangerous to be on a ladder. It's too dangerous to be outside with holding plywood. In other words, you got to start having things wrapped up. And we really make it a little easier to take that same graphic, convert it to this. So too dangerous, you got to have things wrapped up. So you have today, you have Saturday, and you maybe have early Sunday. But by Sunday, we'll start seeing impacts in Florida. In other words, got to have things wrapped up, because we'll start seeing some impacts on Sunday. So again, take it seriously. Have your plan ready to go. Have everything that you need for about a week, just in case. You're talking medicine. You're talking supplies. Have all that ready to go in your plan. By Sunday, have it all wrapped up, because we'll start seeing some of those effects. Dennis, let's look at some of those effects. One thing is the rainfall. Historically, 90% of fatalities in these tropical systems occur because of water. And it's interesting, because we close our eyes, we see the wind, we see all that, and absolutely the wind is dangerous, but the water is a dangerous factor too. So in the new forecast, slowing this down, here's some of the rainfall that could occur. 6 to 10 inches in some areas in that orange color there, but look at the red, 10 to 15 inches, some isolated spots of 10 to 15 inches over the coastline. But remember, depending on the forecast, we talk about this all the time, sometimes this can shift in different directions just depending on that forecast. So you got to be ready for the water. The other part is storm surge. We'll talk to them. We'll do definitely some Facebook talk to the storm surge folks. They're huddling now, trying to come up with the numbers. But what they were telling me, and you really look at history, a Category 4 storm like this, striking Florida, could produce a storm surge 10 foot or greater. So we got to watch out for this water. We're narrowing down this forecast, but we got to take this thing serious. And let's go talk to in charge. Yesterday we had Dan Brown Last night we talked to Eric. Let's talk to Lixion and kind of get the latest. You're in the hot seat today, sir.
Yep.
He's going to be writing the forecast. Vast, long, many years of great experience here. And you're looking at that. The aircraft in there, hurricane hunters are in there. What are some observations you're seeing with the hurricane?
Well, we can see that the hurricane is a little bit stronger. We can find that the pressure is dropping. We already have 972 millibars. And we got a couple of flight level winds of 100 knots. So this system is very close to be a Cat 3 hurricane.
So any trends, when we start looking at that convection around the center, and we've got a couple messages on Facebook asking, we don't see an eye. I mean, what would you, if somebody asked you, where's the eye, what would you tell them?
Well, the we don't see it because this time it's covered by some high clouds. But you can see that the plane has been reporting constantly an eye. They can see it from there of 20 nautical miles. And also from that picture, you can see, when you see those high clouds moving away from the system, it means that you have some kind of an upper-level outflow that would help the system to develop.
There it is. Many years of experience, and we appreciate you being on duty here. So the takeaway here from satellite, as we were talking about, starting to see some indications of some outflow breathing. It's getting stronger, and the aircraft seeing the eye. So just because you don't see it on satellite doesn't mean it's not there. So let's take this storm serious. We've got today, we've got tomorrow, we've got part of Sunday. Review those plans. Get your action plans complete. Let's get ready for the storm. This is Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center.